Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We welcome Coach Brian Billick on the Wade4.com hotline. Coach, it's good to have you on. I don't know if you've seen this or not. I just want to get your opinions on Commissioner Roger Goodell informing the clubs today on the new policy and the memo that they sent out in regards to COVID. And I think the league's trying to get all their games in, but a lot of people say, how can they force these players to do this?
Well, just like, you know, the players, playing in the NFL is a privilege. It's not a right. Mm. And there's certain things that you need to do, obviously, to play in the National Football League. This is a tricky one, but obviously the entire league, the fans, and the team want to do everything they can to maximize the players' safety, both on the field and in and around the locker room and the training facility. Getting vaccinated is one of those things, just like you get drug tested, because they want to make sure that the players are conducting themselves in a unified way that keeps the competitive balance for the league solid. So there's a lot of individual freedoms that are infringed on players in order to play in the NFL. And this is one that the league is just trying to do everything it can to maximize the opportunity for everybody to stay healthy and finish the season.
Coach, could you see this getting a little sideways in some locker rooms where we've had some guys that are outspoken as anti-vaxxers, and you know, now you're affecting somebody's wallet because these guys may lose game checks in a forfeit situation?
Well, there's any number of players that don't agree with the recreational drug policy. There's a lot of players that don't believe, and it's being analyzed, the HGH and things that they think are going to enhance their physical ability to sustain a long NFL season. There's going to be a lot of opinion. But to me, this is just one more of those steps that says, look, for the collective good of the team, we're going to need for you to make sure that you maximize your ability to stay free of the COVID and not pass it on. So, yeah, I can see where there's some players that are uncomfortable with that, that don't like it. It may be even challenged legally, but I think it's one of a number of issues. Clearly, the league is doing it. They believe it's in the best interests of the players and the entire league. I don't think anybody can argue with that.
Coach Brian Billick joining us here on Dukes and Bell. I want to get into some football conversation, and I think where we start is where we finished, and that's with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tom Brady has basically spent the offseason killing the teams that didn't take a shot at him, right? Or at least that were interested and did say, oh, no, we're good. And then he goes and wins a Super Bowl. But they've got all 22 starters coming back, Coach. And everybody, it's easy to just say, well, of course, they're the favorites to win it again. But you've been in this position. How hard is it to come back off of a season where you've won it and then everything go right to get back in that position again?
Well, just that sequence that you talked about is, yeah, it's a lot. People say, well, it's so hard to repeat in the NFL for a Super Bowl champion. No, it's hard to win a Super Bowl, period. The things that have to come into alignment. So forget about the repeat. The good news is you have a team full of players that know what it takes to get there. I talked to Bruce Arians not long ago, and he said he made it very clear to his team. Those that you were here last year, congratulations, phenomenal effort, phenomenal job winning a Super Bowl. Those that are you that are here this year, whether you were on that team or not, you haven't done squat, okay? Because it's a week-by-week deal in the National Football League. Plus, you have a Tom Brady that's been in this position before. He knows what it is to come back from a Super Bowl and try to hold that focus. So, we're going to hear the mantra, hey, it's all about this year. It's all about the next team up. They're going to say the right thing. Does that other stuff creep in? Sure it does, but you're not going to hear anybody talking about it.
You think Kansas City, now they've beefed up the offensive line, that they can get back, we can get a Tampa Bay rematch with the Chiefs?
Sure. They're a good football team. Now, they're going to have some stiff competition in the AFC, whether it be Baltimore, Tennessee. I think Indianapolis is going to be a team to contend with. There are a lot of good teams in the AFC that are going to have to go through in order to get there. But, yeah, they have all the elements, and with a healthy Patrick Mahomes, a better offensive line, there's no reason to think that they're not going to be there right in the middle of the fray.
Coach, are you buying the Cowboys? I know the NFC East is, you know, it's when I look at the division, I go, okay, Washington, Fitzpatrick, I keep getting back to the Cowboys, even though it's hard for me to believe that they're not only going to win the division, that they'll be a playoff, you know, a team this year. What do you think about the moves they've made? They spent all those draft picks on defense.
Yeah, which it needed. And Dan Quinn is the defensive coordinator, will do a good job. At the end of the day, it's Dallas. If Dak Prescott stays healthy, we know what they can do offensively. Mike McCarthy will tap into that. If the additions they've made on defense, they can be a little bit better. Yeah, they, you know, certainly they can win the division, because you're right, it's a bit of a cluster. But but now, can you go beyond that? And in the NFC, I think it's going to be kind of a wide open NFC. Certainly Tampa Bay at the top. And their returning is going to be there. Does Aaron Rodgers go back to Green Bay? It's certainly going to be a large factor. I think with Matthew Stafford in L.A., that's going to be a factor. I think San Francisco could rebound very, very well. So, yeah, there's going to be some competition for that. But Dallas certainly has the ability to be in the middle of that fray. Now, will they? You know, we'll have to see. Does it all come together? Or is they typically Dallas and is a little bit of a afraid, you know, they being America's team and Jerry Jones running it in such a high profile, is that become the distraction that has hurt them in the past? Who knows?
Right. Brian Billick is with us, guys. He is brought to you by X-Tech Shoulder Pads. We'll talk to Coach about them in just a bit, especially for high school football players that are looking to start practice. Those are the pads you want to be in. Coach, you mentioned the Ravens in the AFC and chasing the Chiefs. Lamar Jackson, we thought, looked like he took a step backwards. Does he have the skill position weapons? And you know he's going to put the work in, but he just needs to be more accurate. What does he need to do to get back to that MVP level?
I don't know that he went backwards. I think he just solidified this is who he is. That's how he's going to perform from the pocket. He's a truly unique player running around outside the pocket. We all know that. They're going to be solid on defense. But I think we're seeing Lamar Jackson. This is what he is. And it is good enough to win a lot of games. He's never going to be that guy from the pocket. He's never going to be a 600 throw, 70% completion. You know, that's just not who he is. But they're comfortable with that. And who he is probably good enough to win a lot of games and maybe go to the Super Bowl.
Browns make the playoffs. Everybody talks about Baker Mayfield making that jump. And then I see Big Ben coming back and in shape. Now, I know his offensive line is kind of redone, and, you know, they address some of the things in the draft as well, going running back. But the Browns, I mean, as much as you talk about the Ravens, the Browns offensively are loaded, though.
Yeah, oh, Cleveland's right in the mix. No question about it. In fact, you look at the top to bottom, it may, if Pittsburgh and Ben, you're right, the offensive line's got to be the biggest concern. Cleveland picking up where it left off and continue forward under Kevin Stefanski. I think Cincinnati and Joe Burrow are going to be better. This could be a cluster division in terms of it being, you know, a battle every single week. It's going to be a very interesting division to watch.
We've got Arthur Smith here, and we want to run the football. We got to find out what we're going to do with our offensive line here in this preseason. Got to get that dialed in. But what do you think of with the Falcons? I mean, we won four games last year, Coach. We don't have a very good defense. We bring in Coach Pease to kind of make lemonade out of the lemons. What would you think? What would be a success for us? Get to 7 or 8 wins?
Well, certainly that's not what you aspire to. You think more than that. Outside of Tampa Bay at the top of the division, you've got three teams kind of in transition. You know, New Orleans without Drew Brees, you just outlined everything that Atlanta is. And Carolina, are they truly going to take that next step? And the changes they've made at quarterback, is this going to be the key? So certainly within division, they're going to be right there, notwithstanding the top dog in the division and maybe in the NFC in Tampa Bay.
Coach, with football getting back started around the country, talk to us about X-Tech shoulder pads. I know you've been involved with this for a while now.
Yeah, 9 years, and it's been exciting to see where and this how this has evolved. We're the number one pad in the National Football League right now, and in major college football, Ohio State, Oklahoma, Auburn, Oregon, and we're now working our way. We're the number one pad in major high school football: Mater Dei, De La Salle, Bishop Gorman, St. Thomas Aquinas, Katy High School in Texas. I mean, these programs are replete with X-Tech pads. Because why? Because they're the best pads in the game. You know, the game has become so technical. We've got headset communication, GPS tracking. Everything is about using the technology. But pads were kind of left behind until X-Tech pads came along, and now they're the best pads. It's fun to watch parents now vesting themselves in both the training and the equipment that their young people are using. And if you want to be the best protected you can for your young people in this great game, you need to put them in X-Tech pads.
I was going to say, Carl, Coach 21, by the way, for 10% off. If you go to X-Tech, just Google it and get the deal. Brian Billick's with us, guys, as we're going round and round the NFL. We talked a lot about, you mentioned the Falcons and expectations. Matt Ryan is a guy that has, had Julio here for years, and in some cases maybe went after Julio too much. Or it just got to be tunnel vision. We didn't score a lot of touchdowns. We put everything else up but the numbers that seemed to win us games, and that's scoring. Now we got a guy named Kyle Pitts. I don't know how much you got to see of him at Florida this last season, but it is that new super hybrid tight end wide receiver. How impactful can this guy be in his first year?
Huge. And the quarterback, Matt Ryan, knows what it is to have that impactful tight end with Tony Gonzalez and recognizing what that's about. You combine him with Hayden Hurst, who I think is also an excellent talent. Forgetting that he was the first-round pick of the Baltimore Ravens because of the way they developed, he ends up in Atlanta. That's a pretty good 1-2 tight end punch that can take you from 12 personnel out to 11 personnel real quickly in terms of, what do I put on the field when I got Hayden Hurst and Kyle Pitts? Do I put base on because they can run it with that? Or do I put nickel because these guys can play like wide receivers down the field? So that combination, I think, is going to bode very well for Matt Ryan and the Falcons.
Coach, talk about the transition when you take over like Arthur Smith has with the Falcons. It's been, 6 years or so since we've seen another coaching change here. What's the most important thing when you come in as a new head coach? You've got veteran guys like Matt Ryan and other guys around you that you're trying to implement and trying to get accomplished.
Well, it's a day by day. You got to prove yourself every day. They've been through two pretty good coaches in Mike Smith and Dan Quinn, so they know what that looks like. And now Arthur Smith, the challenge is on a day-to-day basis, those players that have been around and recognize what is well-run, what is a good team, what is good leadership, they're going to test it every single day. Is Arthur Smith that guy? There's no reason to think that he won't be, but those veterans are going to be watching every single day to see if indeed he is up to the caliber of the head coaches they've had there previously.
When you have a guy like Ray Lewis, I mean, that just sets the tone. I mean, everybody just seemed to vibe off that energy. And is it like almost like having like another coach on the team?
Yeah, huge, because he does. And what people don't appreciate with Ray Lewis, because you didn't necessarily see it, was Ray Lewis every day. What you saw on Sunday, that passion, that leadership, every day, in the weight room, in the meetings, early out to practice, players rallied around and saw, okay, this is the way I need to act. This is the way I need to be if I'm going to be a professional, because they saw it every day out of a guy like Ray Lewis.
How much better did he make Ed Reed?
It was an interesting relationship. Of course, Ed came in, it was kind of like the big brother, little brother combination, and Ed was very respectful. And Ed is such a natural leader, and had been even at Miami, to come in and recognize, okay, I got to kind of play second fiddle to Ray Lewis respectfully, and he did. But at some point, I don't know if you have a younger brother, but at some point your younger brother tells you to go to hell, right? This is what I'm going to do. And so it was a good relationship, but to have both that leadership, both in the, linebacking and the back end, it was a joy to coach those guys.
Well, we can't wait, man. The season's right around the corner, camp starting. Do you miss that at all? Do you miss this part of it, getting ready for camp and the start of this stuff?
I'm sitting up here. I'm at our lake house up in Minnesota. Hit a few golf balls this morning. Going to go fishing this afternoon. No. I'm enjoying myself right now. There's the game itself and the relationship with the players and all that. But I'm enjoying life. I'll enjoy watching it on TV. Thank you very much.
Hey, it was fun, though. The first Hard Knock season was you guys. You were a star of that thing, yeah, man. That was funny.
Well, in fact, it's the 20-year anniversary. Everybody's been calling about the 20-year anniversary of Hard Knocks, right. And it's amazing, at least for a long time. People, when they would come up, as many people that would say, hey, Super Bowl winning coach, great, how you doing, coach? It would be, hey, Hard Knocks, yeah, I love so-and-so. It's amazing the impact that they had.
We used a lot all the time, though. I want somebody's ass in my briefcase. I still get a kick out of that.
That's right. That is right.
Coach, have fun. Enjoy the fishing. Catch one for me, and we'll talk soon. Brian Billick, thank you.
Sounds good.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.